Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Monday, the 8th of April. This is our weather wisdom for today. It is eclipse day. And I remember, I think I became really aware of the eclipse during the last one, that it was going to be this close to us. And I remember thinking, I'd love to climb Mount Katahdin because it's going to go right over Mount Katahdin. But the weather would probably be lousy, number one. And number two, you know, to climb Mount Katahdin and get at the top for the eclipse would be a haul. And I mean, I've done it not that long ago, but not with 2 feet of snow on the ground. So you'd have to snowshoe basically up there. So it's, I'm not going to say it's impossible. There's certainly people that could do it, but not something I'm going to do. But I am in the state of Maine, and I'm looking forward to seeing this. And I'm looking forward to it because, number one, I've never seen a total eclipse. I saw the one in the early 70s when I was a kid in Portland. And I remember, you know, everybody had the glasses and we were all out in the neighborhood. But it wasn't it didn't get dark. You know, we could just see, you know, people making like pinholes through shoeboxes, and we had glasses, and that was kind of fun. And it's memorable because you're a kid. But this is, you know, as you get older, as I get older, I have different perspective on just existence in itself and, you know, how fleeting it is, number one, and how meaningless it all is. And I think things like this are an opportunity to just kind of, for me, to reflect on the fact that it's a planet spinning around a solar system with a shadow being cast on a tiny little portion of it, zipping across between 1,500 and 1,800 miles an hour. And everybody getting excited about a shadow. I mean, that's really what I'm chasing, right? I'm chasing a shadow today. It's kind of funny. But, you know, it's awe-inspiring for me because of the fact that it is so much bigger, right? It's just occurring. And, you know, if Earth weren't here and the moon were where it is in some paradigm, the shadow would just kind of go off into space and nobody would care. You know, it's kind of like if Earth's not here, if we're gone, if the entire planet's gone, what's observing everything else that's left? And that's what I try to connect with on a day like today, is that part of it. And that's why it's cool. And for those folks who don't think it's a big deal, they don't think it's a big deal. And the cynics out there can be cynical. But I love it. And I love it, actually. So today, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures up into the upper 50s and low 60s around Greater Boston. It'll be a little cooler in northern New England. Lower 50s for the kind of the eclipse zone, we'll call it. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures down to the 40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow. A little cooler with the wind off the water. Temperatures in the 50s. On Wednesday, cloudy skies, temperatures in the 50s, some showers developing in the afternoon, and then it does look like perhaps a period of heavier rain. Those Wednesday showers from a warm front, but it looks like maybe a period of heavier rain Thursday and Friday as a frontal system approaches. Could be fairly mild toward the end of the week, and then the weekend right now turning cooler, but still not cool, certainly better than our recent weather. Remember, if you are in southern New England, out of the path of totality, or even northern New England, out of the path of totality, and you want to watch the eclipse, you need the glasses. The only way you can look at the eclipse without eye protection is in that small window of totality, because that would be like putting your hand in front of the sun and looking at your hand. No problem. But that's the only time. Don't look at it with your naked eye. It'll be the last thing you look at. You could really do some damage to your eyes, and I don't want that for you. Have a great day. We'll do it all over tomorrow.